For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
All right, everybody, welcome to, the Waterloo Convention Center? I wanted to call it the Five Sullivan Brothers Center still. Is it still? How many people are first timers this weekend to the Hall of Fame weekend? We got some hands. All right. How many of you guys have been here many times before? All right, so you guys know. Two count. There it is. Thank you. Shout out to the two count. So you guys know how different this is this year compared to the years before the hotel got redone and this venue got redone. So it's a whole new game right now. But welcome, everybody, to the Briscoe and Big Ace show. So little known fact is that 3 years ago, this weekend is when we did our very first episode of the Briscoe and Big Ace show. We did it right in the hotel across the street with our friend Brian Cage. And that was how all of this began, and I've been stuck with Wes since. Not stuck. I take it back. You guys, Mark Red knows what I'm talking about, so you guys know. But yeah, we've been doing it now for 3 years, so it's a nice way to kick off our third anniversary as a podcast, as a show online, Wes and I. And we couldn't do it with better guests here at the Hall of Fame weekend. So first of all, she's been on our show a few times if you've watched and listened, so you've seen her before. We've had her on for a few conversations. We had to bring her here. And that is Red Velvet from AEW joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and in case, just talk right into it, you're good. And in case anybody didn't know already, also fiance to Wes Briscoe, these two are engaged to get married. So that's happening soon. And then of course we have our great guest over here at the end of the row. You guys, I'm sure, have seen him already.
It's you.
It's not the mixer board. So you guys obviously have seen him in the pro wrestling world, WWE, AEW now, an Olympian, the Arnold Classic, the Pan Am Games. I can't keep track of everything you have done, sir, but one of the best at it, Mark Henry, joining us today. So we're very, very happy, very honored to have both of these guys here, Red and Mark, to join us today. And we're just glad to be back here in Waterloo. It's been 2 years since we've been able to do this, obviously, with everything that happened last year. So thank you for coming, everybody. Oh, you don't want to know. If you don't know, you don't want to know. You're better off just being in the dark over the last year if you haven't figured it out.
It's good to have everyone here, and especially because, you know, this is our only second time doing it with actually a live crowd. So we appreciate everyone coming, and this is kind of like the birthplace of everything. And for everyone that comes, it's she always.
I can barely hear him here, so.
But you know, to pay respects to amateur wrestling, to pro wrestling, to check out the Hall of Fame, just everything that's going on this weekend is really special. And you don't get very many opportunities to get to hang out and see your heroes and your friends and to see the history, the knowledge that you get to see when you walk through that museum. So I'm just glad that all you guys came and blessed. And thank you guys for coming. And let's start this bad boy out.
Yeah, we'll jump right into it. I think the obvious thing we should start with on this show is we have two big stars from All Elite Wrestling sitting with us today. So I'd like to get into that with both of you guys, Red and Mark, on what brought you to AEW, how that road led there, any interactions you two have had, and just your overall feeling of being with All Elite Wrestling. Okay.
So I'll go first. I landed in Jacksonville. I was brought in to be an extra. I had no expectations. I said, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to wrestle like it's going to be the first and the last time. Didn't think too much into it. And then it just went well from there. And I kept being brought back. So as sad as the pandemic has been for me, it's been a complete change in my career. I got signed twice there while being there and upgraded.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Track, so it's been great for me. And I was there, and then Mark came, and I was so happy because I was like, yes, we have someone else who can bring so much more knowledge to the table. My first encounter with him was at Mission Pro, which is Thunder Rose's promotion. He was there, he brought his daughter, she caught my eye, she was so into it. And it was all women show, so that was my first interaction with him, and it was great, and he's awesome, and I can't wait to be a sponge and soak up all the knowledge that he has for us.
Yeah, definitely a lot to learn from him. Mark, what do you think?
I put waterproof makeup just in case.
No, that is pretty accurate. Like the first time I met you, it was at Bishop Pro, and my daughter, like, she's been around wrestling since she was born and has never ever expressed any interest in pro wrestling other than, can I use Jacob's action figures as dates for my dolls? something to that effect. And she went to Mission Pro Wrestling, saw all the women wrestling, and was like, I can be a wrestler. And I was like, yeah, you can be a wrestler if you want to. And she's like, but I have to win. And I was like, well, you might not want to get into wrestling. Everybody loses wrestling. But I've always wanted to be more on the executive side. I've done like 8 jobs with WWE and enjoyed my time as a talent. But I think that I was always underutilized from a marketing standpoint, from a talent development standpoint, from being able to do social and community involvement, organizing, and I just wanted to do all of that. And I had never been an employee in all the 24 years of me being with the company. And I wrote it up. I was told to write it by, the boss. And once I made my proposal, I got a no from somebody that shouldn't have been calling me because they were beneath the position that I was calling for, that I was vying for. And I feel like if I'm going to get told no, it's going to be by the person that's name is on the check, not by one of the people that worked for them. And I had made up my mind that it wasn't a bitter situation. It was business. It was, I got to take care of my family. Ain't nobody in this room going to pay for my kids' school.
Exactly.
And I'm the one that's got to do that. And if I have to leave to go get that done, then I got to leave to go get that done. And it was bittersweet to, to call Tony and say, hey, man, I have a proposal for you. And Tony was like, quit playing. I didn't have a ton of deals, so I like to wait. And not only that, but I own Mark Henry. I own the rights to World's Strongest Man. So I'm not beholden to nobody. And I've kind of always did my own thing anyway. A lot of the stuff that I did, I created. I created Sexual Chocolate. I helped with my music.
No, but that's for real. Guys, you guys don't understand, the girls, that what Mark is saying is that when you own your own name, take pride in that. Don't always take the first check and the first name they give you. Own your own right. Own your own name, because owning your own platform and owning your own name, you're able to take that to somewhere else. So don't ever sell short. Don't always sign that contract right away, because owning your own property, because you see it happen to rappers. You see it happen to a bunch of people where they sign away their rights, and then when it comes down
I don't own Sexual Chocolate. Like, that was a character that was created by me, but owned by them. And they'll get the license and royalties and all that stuff to the end of time. But, like, it's important as a talent to not want to be involved so much that you're willing to sell your soul. And I never was one that worried too much about winning and losing, but how the game was played, how I was perceived, like the perception of me was more important than the character, if that makes any sense. Like, I want people, when I walk in the room, people to go, okay, that's somebody that's, you know, high up. Not, man, that dude right there, he does a bunch of jobs. And you have to do jobs because that's the nature of the business, but it don't mean you have to be a fool. And, you know, I'm talking to a wrestler. I don't know, anybody wrestle?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of people, but this is our podcast, so a lot of other people are tuning in live. You know, this is being broadcast all over the world. It's just sharing a little knowledge. And not only that, I want to know, how did you get 3-6 Mafia to do your entrance?
Oscar winning 3-6 Mafia.
I know. Like,
they just won the Oscar, and there's several ways that it happened. Those guys were fans.
Phil Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, talking here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
Wonder what's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think... I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion. You know?
Hear exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiants?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it a loss.
Did Heenan have anything to do with
this? Well, yes, but the whole thing is this, that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.